This is Dr. Leung. The same profession last name is Fregoso. First name is Maria, Maria. Date of visit is April 26, 2023. Date of birth is August 26, 1983. Next, we have a referring physician, Gia Gray, G-R-A-Y. Next, we have a chief complaint stroke. And next, we have a history of resident physicians, a 39-year-old female, comma, chief complaint of a hemorrhagic stroke. First of all, majority of the history is provided by the sister. First of all, according to the sister, comma, patient had a hemorrhagic stroke on October 27, 2022. First of all, patient a patient was found to have hemorrhagic stroke, in the right intraparenchymal basal ganglia hematoma, measuring 5.1 by 2.3 centimeters. First of all, patient subsequently had brain surgery, in Palo Alto. First of all, patient was transferred from Valley Care Medical Center to Palo Alto Stanford Hospital. First of all, patient had complete left paralysis at the time. First of all, patient has recovered significantly. First of all, patient is able to move the left arm and left leg much better. First of all, patient was at San Leandro Hospital for rehabilitation for a month. First of all, next, the part of a patient currently has stopped using methamphetamine. First of all, patient is not using any other drugs right now. First of all, next, we're past medical history, intracranial hemorrhage due to hypertension. Next, we're current medication, amlodipine, atorvastatin, labetalol, baclofen, and sertraline. Next, a part of allergies. A patient did not list any allergies. Next, we have social history, patient single, with a patient is currently not employed. A patient smoked cigarettes, 3 cigarettes per day for 11 years. A first of all, patient does not drink alcohol. A patient does not smoke. A first of all, patient used methamphetamine in the past. A first of all, patient did not use cocaine. Next, we have a family history. Father had a stroke with a heart attack and died at the age of 57 years old. Next, we have some patients hair loss, rash, muscle pain, cramps, and depression. First of all, next, we have a neurological examination. Motor examination, the left arm has weakness, a comma 4 out of 5. First step, the left leg is also weak, a comma 4 minus out of 5. First step, patient has a left hemiparesis. First step, next paragraph, impression, intracranial hemorrhage, comma right basal ganglia intracranial hemorrhage due to hypertensive crisis, comma due to methamphetamine use. First step, patient had to a brain surgery, comma, with an emergent right frontal parietal craniotomy for evacuation of the hemorrhage on October 28th, 2022. First of patient has recovered quite well. First of her left hand paresis has significantly improved. First of a patient that one time was a left hand plegic, a patient with left hand plegic. First of all, a patient is again much stronger in the left arm and left leg right now. First of all, an expert of a patient has stopped using methamphetamine. First of all, she's not using any other illicit drugs. First of all, a patient tells me that she's not using methamphetamine for sure, comma, confirmed by the sister. First of all, a patient also tells me she's never used cocaine. Next, the paragraph of recommendation explained to the patient of the above diagnosis. Next, I've explained to the patient never use methamphetamine again. First of all, next, explain to the patient that methamphetamine can raise high blood pressure, common that can cause an intracranial hemorrhage. First of all, patient is currently seeing her primary care doctor for hypertension. First of all, patient taking multiple medications for high blood pressure, including amlodipine and labetalol. First of patient should continue to take the atorvastatin. First of all, explain to patients and the sister of the stroke symptoms, including hemiparesis, hemiparotic sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First of all, explain to patient, go to the nearest emergency room if she develops any of those signs and symptoms. First of all, next paragraph, patient filed with me on May 29, 2023. First of all, next paragraph, this marks the end of the patient.